Right, now we've got more reaction from the Plymouth Argyle camp. 0-0 was today's score at Notts County, but more importantly, it keeps the promotion push bang on track. Paul Watton, the skipper, is alongside Gordon Sparks.
Yes, he is. Paul didn't play today, but Kevin Summerfield being a little cautious on who we're allowed to talk to, who we're not, and thanks for the steward, we're not allowed to do pitchside interviews, so Paul's had to climb a mountain to get up here. Thanks very much, Paul. It must have been an enjoyable 0-0 from the dugout.
Very much so with the way that the other results went in the league. And at this stage of the season, draw your away games and win your home games and hopefully it'll see us through.
Spirit of the lads, unquestionable today, wasn't it?
Yeah, no one in the camp was questioning that all the way through the season. That's what got us the third division championship and that's what's got us this far this season. And if we lose that, we're an average side, but with that, we're top of the league, so...
Was it a relief to get on the team bus yesterday afternoon and just put everything that's occurred out of your minds and concentrate on what's ahead on the football field?
No, we didn't think any different. Training's been the same. Summers and Slooper, you know, exactly the same. So we didn't think anything about it and our minds were fully focused on the game today.
Now, what about the penalty decision? Because we'll hear in a moment what Kevin Summerfield thought of that. I thought it was probably the worst penalty decision ever given.
I just find it absolutely baffling. I was sat in the dugout. The referee's the other side of Gilly, and the linesman's in the attacking half. I don't know what he's seen, but luckily justice was done. And I mean, the form that Luke's been in, he's been fantastic and rose to the occasion today again.
It looks as if you'll be playing in front of Luke next week, of course, with the suspension of Hasniel Joffre. How much has Luke improved in the short time that he's been in the Argyle team for these 26 matches?
I can't explain it, to be honest. He always had talent, but there's always something about Luke that maybe you thought, you know, you can do it, but do you really want to do it? But he's been absolutely faultless from the first game. His handling's been immense, kicking's been brilliant. And he's grown in confidence with every game, and long may it continue.
Spotlight, obviously, after the events of this week, would have fallen a little on Blair, the former manager's son. Great opportunity. The offside defeated him in making headline news. Has it been a little bit of cotton wool around Blair over the last couple of days?
No, I don't think it has. Blair's his own person. He's been his own person all the time. The gaffer was here, so I mean, he's a strong person mentally, and you know, he'll be fine. There's no problems with Blair at all.
What about the number 12 shirt, the travelling Green Army today?
Fantastic. I mean, I've said before on numerous occasions, we've got the best away support in the land, and just proved it again today. And I'm sure they'll be out in force again on Saturday at Swindon. They're absolutely immense. It's like having another player out there today.
The BBC Devon website has been really overwhelming messages of support and reaction, of course, to the news this week. But we've heard of people who really haven't got much spare money to knock around with and can't get to away games, who were determined to get to this match today to show support to you, the squad, and Kevin.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, you can see from our reaction at the end how grateful the lads were to the fans who came up today. It really doesn't surprise me that they just every season they're just churning out away games. They just keep coming and coming and coming, and I don't want them to think we're not grateful, because we are. I mean, thanks very much for their support. It's fantastic.
And those that couldn't get here today, many thousands listening to the radio right now, Paul, the message presumably along the lines of get your tickets for the Swindon game nice and early.
Yeah, very much. I mean, that'd be a massive game, wouldn't it? They won again today, I believe. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully it'll be a full house at home park.
It's been a tough week for everyone, but at the end of it, something to smile about.
Always something to smile about.
Thank you very much, Paul Watson.
Cheers, mate.